Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Team Hyman Radio Live. It is 9 o'clock in the city. What's going on, everybody? Hey. Ten o'clock where I am. Actually, 9. All upside down this evening. 9:01, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. What's going on, everybody? Tonight's topic, is America better off than when we started back in 2008? Is America better off today than when we started back in 2008? That's tonight's topic. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, again, your hip-hop informer. With what? No theme music tonight? No theme music? Guess we can get it cracking. Folks, it is 9:01 in Tampa. It's 9:01 in Brooklyn, New York. And tonight's topic again, Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. Are we better positioned today than we were back in 2008 under the leadership of George W. Bush? Compared to the now President Barack Obama, has Democrats hurt America, or are we a little better off? Your thoughts are welcome tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Whole lot going on, but regardless, you know, are we better off now than we were under our old leadership with President George W. Bush? That's the topic tonight as we get it cracking. The Angels up next. But first, we're going to get into this joint right here. O.D. Miller, Big Money, Team Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back after this.
Smoke a blue, push, and then I put it out. And then I hit the mall, I'm finna buy it out.
nobody gave me nothing, homie, got my own grind. Young man, but I still got a grown mind. Forget me and him, homie, got my own shine. Big bezel on my wrist, I can't tell the time. I'm so ridiculous, I made him so ridiculous. I'm walking through the club and all the ladies wanna reposition. No, I can't wipe you up, I'm a one night you up. Sorry, fellas, one rule in here, no handcuffs. I'm known to get blunted heavy, take a chick to the shelly, get a full of drink and make her tell me, get in my belly. Whole click thugged out like Machiavelli. Starting deep up in this club, y'all clubs ain't ready. Cause I do this, boy, man, I swear I do this. I get them in and get them out, blowing like a Swisher house. Hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about, just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty dough to handle. Get them in and get them out, blowing like a Swisher house. I hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about, just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty dough to handle. Worry about the price on me, cause the money I'ma handle. Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie, see my diamonds out.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Folks, you are in tune to one of the best talk radio shows in the country, TM Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer. 907 in Atlanta, 907 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tonight, are we better off? Are we better positioned today than we were back in 2008 when you think of employment, when you think of wages, when you think of schools, education? Are we better off now than we were back in 2008? I don't know. That's the question tonight. All the way from Charlotte, welcome back, Angel CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How are you doing?
Welcome, welcome. I am good. Is America better, though? Not sure. All the way from Virginia, Ms. Willingham.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening. Hey. Last but not least, all the way from Delaware, it's Toya.
Hey, now. How y'all doing this year?
Uh-oh. Hey, Toya.
I am good. Ladies, are we better today than we were back in 2008 under the leadership of George W. Bush? Forget what the media says. What do you say?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, because it's, we're in progress. It's not over yet. I think it's too early to say, really.
I don't think it's too early to say whether we're doing better or not compared to 2008. I think we are doing better. You know, we're not losing jobs as rapidly as we were. You know, the media would make you think, no, we aren't doing better. But really, in essence, we are doing better. But when people feel pain the way they're feeling pain, you know, right now, after such a long time in this rut, it doesn't seem better. But the reality is there has been several wins under the Democratic Party. And as a Democrat, if you are, in fact, a Democrat, Charlotte, I'm going to need you to know we are doing better.
Well, see, I haven't been out in the world.
But it is about how we feel as individuals, though.
Right, but look, the thing is, I really, from my point of view, I really don't know, because I really haven't been out in the world like that.
To you get your ass out in the world.
Like, to feel the difference. Like, if I was working every day, like last year, yeah, I could answer that. You know, they're like, yeah, I could say, yeah, we're doing better. But this year, I can't really say, because I'm not out in the world like I was. Like,
that's
okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, you leave your space, and, you know what I'm saying, and you get to see.
No, I totally get it. I totally get it.
You see what I'm saying? So, from my point of view, I really can't say right now.
Much respect. Toya, are we doing better from your point of view? Are you pondering your point of view?
Silence is golden.
While you ponder, Miss Willingham, from your perspective,
yeah.
Rockford, Virginia, are you doing are we doing better?
You know what? I'm kind of torn between what both you and CeeLo said. I understand both of your point of views and perspectives. If I had to answer that question, based off of just me and everything that I've experienced and going through, I'm going to say it's a question mark. I'm going to say it like this. Last year, I seen my job go from a 40-hour job to a 32-hour job because of the economy. I say a lot of people lose their jobs within my company. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't one of them, however, you know, but I did see a lot of it. I saw a lot of cutbacks, a lot of downsizing within the management company that my hotel was owned by. And then on top of that, me personally, like this year right now, I'm not experiencing the benefits of the housing market or being the first hometown buyer. I'm experiencing some of the backlash with the people who paying their mortgages on time and the increase because of the taxes and the increase on the insurance. I just got a $150 increase in my mortgage bill, not because my rate increased, but because taxes and insurance have increased. Are we doing better? I'm going to say this. I think for what Obama has done, he's doing the best he can. Some of us are experiencing better than not, depending on which end you fall on. You can't please all of the people all of the time, but I think he's doing the best he can. Are we doing better? I honestly feel like we don't have enough time in the game to judge because we were 8 years in the hole. Now to go back and say after almost 2 years, are we doing better? I don't think we are out of the hole, but we are a little bit, instead of 6 feet deep, we might be 4 feet deep. But I guess in essence,
right.
I guess that's doing better.
And I think that right there is the statement of the moment. We are absolutely not out of deep water. I think the mess that the last administration left, it was a humongo mess, and we're not out of the gutter just yet. But we're not as deep in the gutter as we were. And with that being said, you know, the reality is, although I think a lot of perspectives are jaded, because it does still seem bad, it's not as bad as it was. And what that really means is we're a little bit better than we were, a little bit better off than we were. But I think that statement is absolutely on it. I think she's live from Delaware. I think she's there, Miss.
Yes,
Ms.
I'm here.
Hoyer.
I'm sorry.
Are we better from your
perspective? I had to stay on for a minute. I hit a dead zone. I'm stuck in traffic. I can't figure out how to get home. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
yo,
that's
baby,
good. We're definitely not doing better. We're definitely not doing better from your perspective, Dad.
I don't know what's going on. Okay, now what are we talking about? Are we doing better? Woo! Right now, I'm not.
Love it.
Now, as far as economy, what I can see from work, because I'm like in a commercial setting, I have seen that work is starting to pick up again. I know there for a moment we had people that were laid off. We were losing money instead of making any type of profit. So those people have come back to work. I'm starting to see orders and productivity increase. So I can see that, like, in the workforce, depending on what type of setting you're in as far as work is concerned, I see an increase. Personally, I really haven't been affected too bad, thank God. No overtime, but hours haven't been cut. We haven't been made to take off work, you know, mandatory time off with no pay. So we haven't been affected that way. I just can't get extra money when I want to. So I haven't really been affected. I've actually been able to reap pretty much all of the benefits that have come since 2008, the first-time home buyers, other types of tax credits for, you know, making upgrades to my home. So I've been okay. So personally, I'm all right. But like Dee Dee said, she's seen the other end of it, where she's being affected with tax increases and things of that sort. CeeLo hasn't really been out there to know what type of change there is. And so I'm kind of on the wall. I can see that there's been some type of positive change, but I also know that everything is not in the clear. We're definitely still in, like you said, in deep water. We've got a whole lot of water to tread before we get out of it. It's only been 2 years in. I think it'll probably be another 8 to 10 before we get completely out of it. So.
Yeah, and that sounds about right. And I hope it's not that long. But the mess that we're in right now economically, it is so bad that it may just well be that long. I'm not sure if you all are following world news tonight, but I mentioned on Sunday how out in Paris they were starting a riot because they increased Social Security from 60 to 62 because of the financial state of Paris. Well, tonight out in Europe, you know, London specifically, where the Queen is, it's so bad right now that the government has slashed like every budget that they could possibly slash to care for the shortfall, you know, fiscally. You know, they have cut the military budget. They've even cut the Queen's budget. Parliament has gone ballistic. Parliament has cut welfare, specifically housing in Europe. And unfortunately, it's probably going to cause an upheaval just like you had in Paris. Hopefully, I just hope they don't start burning cars out there. It's the state of the world right now. It seems every country is experiencing some type of financial hiccup, and if we don't fix it quickly, it's going to be a problem. It actually is making me a little nervous because when Paris started, you know, claiming that they were kind of going broke, you know, that was one thing. But now, a week later, you know, Europe is talking about, you know, if they don't do better immediately, they're going to go bankrupt. And I'm almost positive that the United States isn't too far from that. The reality is, you know, are we honest enough to say that we're almost bankrupt as a country? If you go back and watch Wall Street, just hit about 2 weeks ago, and Wall Street pretty much, you know, kind of talked about, you know, our stock market crash, and it went back to the bailout of the banks and all of that. You know, I mean, we were almost on the brink of bankruptcy in 2008, you know, when we bailed the banks out. If the banks weren't bailed out, guess what? We would probably be in a financial mess right now. The question tonight, is America better positioned today than we were in 2008? Have the Democrats hurt us, or are they helping us? The reality is, you know, we really can't tell by what we see on the surface. So we have to dive deeper, my friends, and really understand what's happening with our government. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. We got a special guest tonight. His name is Law. He'll be joining us shortly. But first, this is I Need You, DL, featuring Trey Songz. TM Highland Radio Live.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now, it is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to run the clock. But now there's no room that can replace you. Cause the whole world is coming down. Like I got the money now. But they will never replace you.
Trying to figure what went wrong. My head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put the train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chillin'. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercover, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. But now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone. Now you tell me no. Damn, shorty, you're still coping. Hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit the start. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being, you tell me that I'm forever yours. Whips ain't as hot. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now, for her.
WHAC, King of Paper Chasing. That song is from that movie, I Need You, DL featuring Trey Songz, TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight it is Wednesday, October 20th, 2010, 9:22 here in Tampa, coming to you live from Florida with the Angels, live from Charlotte, live from Delaware, live from VA. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out tonight.
My pleasure. Good evening.
We talked extensively on Monday night about President Obama and the need to get out the vote. An extension of that conversation tonight, folks. 13 days left to our election, November the 2nd. It's imperative that we get out and rock our vote. Our voice cannot go silent this particular election season. You can't afford to sit out this election and allow your voice not to be heard. Rock the vote. Ladies, what's the most frustrating thing right now about what's happening in our country? I know you all shared on Monday night, but again, just out of your heart, truly, you know, what's the most frustrating thing about America right now when you think of where we were and where we are now?
Mine is still education. It's
absolutely
just,
education's a good one.
Yeah, because they are taking away from our children. And how do we expect them to become anything? I mean, and yeah, you know, we as parents can play parts, but, I mean, we need our teachers and we need our schools. We need our neighborhood schools. You know, we need our kids to grow up and feel whole, not just thrown out there and just pushed through school and all they know how to do is take those SOLs, which is a whole bunch, is biased test. I mean, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's really going nowhere in education. And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, okay.
Mine's is still expectations. I'm still frustrated by the fact that people have expectations that Obama is supposed to be a savior as opposed to a man with a plan.
Right. And I think the spending, it really has most folks flustered, along with the fact that Obama, you know, is really looking out for the opposite of what the last president looked out for. He looked out for the rich and made ways, made paths for the rich, you know, while the little man, you know, kind of suffered and took the brunt of all that was negative, it seems, specifically from a tax perspective. So I think the expectations, you know, that the new president is supposed to come and kind of fix all of our problems overnight is an unrealistic one. So, you know, I totally understand that as well. Tony, how about you?
Just a little bit of everything. Education, of course. You know, it's a shame that in a lot of areas you have to pay for private school just so you can get a better education for your child. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have an excellent public school that she's attending this year. So education, definitely. I think the fact that, you know, we've lost so many jobs that have been shipped overseas and just the lack of jobs because of the fact we don't have any money out there. You know, people aren't spending money. So economy is, like, horrible. You know, people aren't spending money. People are losing jobs. So, I mean, it's just seems like it's a no-win situation all around, all across the board. There's really not one thing to pinpoint. It's just the entire situation altogether, you know, and they lay it all on one person, like Dee Dee said, and that's a shame because it's not his problem. It's our problem as a nation. So, you know, I have too many people that are trying to put out a solution. You know, they're just pointing fingers, placing blame, but no one's really trying to help correct the problem. So,
Absolutely.
Chartered schools versus public schools. How do y'all feel about it? Charter schools are on the rise and have been over the last few years. And I know it differs, you know, state by state, region by region. But how do you all feel about chartered schools?
I know that the charter. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sheila.
Oh no, I was going to say I think that that's a good way to go. I mean, because it's still along the lines of like private schools, right? True or not?
It's just like any school, private school, public school. I mean, we've had a couple of charter schools here in Delaware that have gotten a really bad rep because they are not producing quality students, per se. The curriculum is horrible. The students aren't meeting or exceeding the standard levels as expected. We've had charter schools that have been shut down and could not reopen until they made changes. You know, they couldn't receive funding from some of the education packages, stimulus packages. So just like any other school, whether it's private school, public school, just because it has charter in front of it, you still have to do your research on it because sometimes, you know, you can find a public school that can be just as good as a private school or charter school. You just have to look and you have to, you know, choice out. I know here in Delaware we can actually choice out and have our kids go to whatever school we want them to go to as long as you, you know, put in your bid for it. But, you know, charter school, public school, private school, I guess there's really no difference. You still have to do your research for, you know, all of them, and you still have to actually make sure you put in your time with, your child and with the parents. You can't, I mean, there's really not a big difference to me.
I'll go for that. That's valid. Yeah, I mean, I think that, honestly, I think our public schools should be as good. I think that it should be a hard choice. That, you know, that parents should have to have a hard choice between, you know, why should I pay for private school because the public school is so good? Why do our public schools have to be horrible? What, you know what I'm saying? Like, why does, when someone says they had a public school education, that it's like looked down at? You know,
I think it depends on where you're from. There are some public schools that are just atrocious. You know, there's a new NBC show. I don't know the name of the show right now, but they're going into public schools that are just like totally, you know, like, you know, it's insane that, it's even open. Some schools that appear that they should be condemned, this new show actually goes in and they're doing makeovers, on schools. I think it really depends on where you're from. You know, where I've gone to schools, fortunately, you know, the schools have not been so to where they were really, you know, trifling. They were really, you know, bad schools where, you know, holes in the ceiling, you know, no air condition. I mean, I never experienced that. But, I mean, there are folks who've gone to school and the school, you know, looks like, you know, it looks like a trash dump in some areas. So I know what public school should be, but the reality is, you know, that public school in some parts of the country are not what they should be. You know, so I think the public school education gets a bad rap overall because in some areas public school is, in fact, you know, atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, I can say the same, that the schools I had gone to, the teachers were good. You know, they pushed the students. So, like, I can't complain about the schools that I've gone to or even the schools that my daughter went to outside of, well, my daughter went to Betty F. Williams in Virginia Beach. I loved that school. They had the uniforms and everything. They even tried that year-round school. And I really, you know, liked that. And the kids, you know, their performance had improved. And but then the thing is that they stopped the program and took money from the school and put it into this new school that they were building in the more affluent neighborhood. And I thought that was unfair. And parents went to the, you know, the city hall, you know, meeting, the school board meeting, excuse me, and they did nothing. It was like everyone spoke for nothing. They still took the money. They still stopped the program. And that was unnecessary, and those teachers didn't deserve, nor the students, they deserve that. It's just ridiculous to me. What do our children have to look forward to?
The rich are getting richer, and the poor are getting poorer.
All right, but that's something, but what do I have to look?
In most instances, it's very true.
Nothing. I mean, I have a brother who's in college now, but then when he gets out of college, what is he going to do? Is he going to be able to really do what he wants to do? Is he going to learn anything? Are they paying money for nothing? Who knows?
917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, weigh in tonight. We got a call on the line, area code 404. I think that's Atlanta, 404. Last four digits, 2177. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The line is yours.
What's good, homie? This is L.A. Dub. This is long caller from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Law, what's cracking tonight, man? It's our special guest getting in on the conversation tonight. Is America better off now than we were back in 2008? What do you think?
Well, I just left the gas station, and now it looked the same to me, you know what I'm saying? Where at first it was like $4 and down a little bit, a little two something and some change. I guess if you want to say better, I guess you can count that as being a little better. But other than that, I mean, struggle continues. The struggle going always continue. So, I mean, when you say are we better off, I mean, like, who are you talking about? Because people that's in the bracket I'm in, we ain't never going to be better off. We all gonna have to fend for ourselves no matter what the government doing, no matter what. I mean, unless they're going to start sending checks in the mail just because, then we always going to have our own struggles, you know what I'm saying, regardless of what the government doing, you know what I mean? That's my view on that anyway.
What's up? So always going to be a struggle. That's my man Law, our special guest tonight, joining in on the conversation. Folks, stand by. Coming up, we have our finance segment live out of Delaware tonight. All right? Hang in there, folks. TM Holland Radio Live. We'll be back.
Yeah, I'm the front in the bathroom in bar two. If I could be the rock to hold her down, maybe there's a diamond in our future. Girl, I wanna get with ya. To the plane, plane to the air, air to wherever. Girl is on fire. Love ain't for hire. I got hearts and diamonds. Girl, I ain't lying.
She wants to forget.
Today, I just wanted to give a little information on teaching children how to save money. I know in the past we've spoke about children being rewarded with monetary gifts when they do well in school and things of that sort. But a lot of times, children just want to spend the money that they receive right away. As soon as you put it in their hand, they want to go buy something. But if you don't teach your child how to save money early on, it'll make it even more difficult for them when they're older. So, you know, there are a few things that you can do to help teach them how to save money. And once they understand the concept, then you can, you know, back off of being on them so much about saving money. But the first thing you can offer to do is match savings. Let your child know for every dollar he or she saves, you offer to match that amount. So if they save $5, you'll give them $5. Of course, this will work a little better or easier for younger children. Once they get older, you might want to change the matching contribution, knock it down to maybe 25% or 50%. Because, you know, when kids get older, they have more things that they're saving towards. So matching may be a little expensive for you. The second thing you do is open a savings account for children. Most banks or credit unions have special programs for kids. And they will give them either extra interest, or they'll give them, you know, special bonuses and things of that sort when they reach a certain amount in their savings account. So that's something to definitely look into, especially the credit union. I know that credit unions usually have a lot of programs for children. Just encourage your child to deposit a portion of the money that they earn into a savings account. Show them how they can track their interest earned on the account and let them know that if they don't touch it, then their money grows and they get more from just leaving it in the bank. Encourage your child to set goals, and if they want to purchase an expensive toy instead of you just running out and buy it, have them save their money towards it, or at least save half, and then you'll pay the other half. But just
earn
teach your child. Teach your child that they have to work to get something, that it's not as easy as asking mommy and daddy for it, and then you just get it. Next thing you can do, instead of just giving money all the time, is sometimes give non-monetary savings rewards, so that your child can understand that maybe $10 tomorrow is better than $5 today. So just consider rewarding them with, you know, little things, stickers, toys, special outings that they may want, you know, going to movies, going to a children's museum or something small like that. Make a wish list. Encourage your child to identify some things they might want to spend their money on, and then they can work towards actually purchasing that item. Display a picture. Tell the child to hang a picture of the item that they want on their wish list, or they can actually hang it on their wall. So, you know, as they save the money, they can actually remind themselves of what they're working for. That usually makes them work harder, or it reminds them that they can't just get it. They actually have to work towards it. Another thing that you can do that is very important is you yourself should save money and let your child see the fact that you're saving money. You can keep your own piggy bank, you know, take your change from the end of the day and throw it in a piggy bank or throw it in an empty jar. Take them with you when you deposit money into your savings account. Let them know what you're doing and why you're saving money. You know, kids often mimic what we do, or they want to be like their parents. So if they see you saving money, using your money wisely, then they'll probably want to do the same. And then help your child spend their money. Just make sure they understand that just because they save their money towards something, they shouldn't just blow it on something that they're not going to want the next day. Money doesn't come as easy as it goes. So make sure your child understands the importance of their money and how hard it is, you know, how hard it was that they worked for that money, so they don't just blow it on, you know, this toy that they saw on a commercial yesterday and now they don't want it after they got it. So just, you know, help your child spend their money, steer them towards the correct thing, I guess you would say correct thing, to purchase, opposed to just blowing the money on something that they don't really want. And just make sure you are constantly praising your child for any amount of money that they save, whether it's 5 cents or $5. The fact that they're saving it and not spending it is a good thing. And then just encourage them to keep saving. I mean, even if they waste their money on something that they don't need, if they have a million stickers and they want to go buy five more, you know, the fact that they save their money and they work towards that goal, you know, encourage them to keep doing that. They may want to think about saving their money for something different. But, you know, constant praises will often, you know, lift the child's spirit and make them want to continue to do that. So, you know, just get a piggy bank, an empty jar, start saving change or money. When it's full, take them to the bank, let them dump it into their savings account. But little things will help your child learn the importance of money. And, again, it's better to start while they're young as opposed to waiting until they're older.
No doubt. Knowledge in the area of finance coming live out of Delaware tonight. Raise your child up in the way they should go, and they won't part from it, my friends. Something out of nothing, birthmark.
Matt Payne on the beat. Birthmark, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South Cat, watch me move. Let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga. Watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you wicked grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lit, then I made a few cents. Turned my few cents into some fucking Benjamins. This game in my kin, a chip off the old block. Done it like Dolomite. Shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like the watch the money growing, shit hits the fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers, his hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat him like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk without dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like Angus. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me clean my anus. I ain't speaking Spanish, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's hard of time, so please bring your napkin. Standing like a captain, cut hand like a maverick.
Greedy with this rap game, no, I gotta have it.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
TM Hyman Radio Live, something out of nothing. That's my dude, Birthmark. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:47 in Miami, 9:47 in Queens, New York. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight, the conversation is, are we better positioned today than we were back in 2008 under the leadership of George W. Bush? Has the Democrats helped us? Or have they hurt us? We got a special guest tonight, Law, calling us from Virginia. Law, what city are you calling us from specifically tonight?
Portsmouth, Virginia. Peace City, Virginia. P-Town, Virginia. Even called Piston City, Virginia, whatever you want to call it. But the original name is Portsmouth, Virginia. It's the Hampton Roads, Tidewater area, 757, seven cities like we like to call it, in Portsmouth, Virginia.
All right, that's what's good, man. Tell the world, because we got folks listening all over the world. We got the UK in the building. We got Tokyo, Baghdad. Folks are all over the place. Introduce yourself officially. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself. What you got going on right now?
Yeah, my name is Law. I'm a recording artist, like I said, from Portsmouth, Virginia. But I know a little bit about the UK. You know what I'm saying? I've been in London. I've been to Paris. You know what I'm saying? But basically, I'm a self-made artist doing my own self-made movement. And, you know, just out here grinding. Got my own story, my own, you know, like every other artist, I got my own story, everything that I've been through, the life that brought me to the point that I am at right now, you know what I'm saying? But that'll take me all day. I can't even sum that up right now. But, you know, I'm a recording artist, hip-hop artist. I'm promoting my own movement. 99 Problems mixtape coming soon, hosted by Joe Pro. You know, I'm out here grinding. Just had a show last Friday that was crazy in Hampton, Virginia. Snoop from The Wire came through, showed everybody love. She mad cool. I don't know if y'all know about HBO series The Wire, the little girl Snoop. Y'all might be scared of her, but she cool. You know what I'm saying? She came through.
Y'all know exactly what he's talking about.
Right. So, you know, just out here grinding. Like I said, you know what I mean? If you want to check my music out, facebook.com/I'm Lawless. That's I'm Lawless. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's Law Music Network. That's music with a Q, not a C. Network with an E and not an O. You know what I'm saying? And I got my own YouTube channel, of course, youtube.com/ Law Music Domain. You know what I mean? I can sit here and brag myself all day, but I just gave you the links. You can go up there. I got plenty of videos, plenty of music. Check me out. If any producers hearing this and y'all go to that link and y'all hear, y'all like what y'all hear, send me some beats. I don't turn no beat down. I give you a quick turnaround. If it's hot, you send me the beat. I send it right back to you with my vocals on it. You know what I mean? And that's lawmusicdomain@gmail.com. So holler at me, man. It's Law, L-A-Dub, Lawless. You know what I'm saying? Just holding it down out here in VA. About to make the movement move and this empire grow into something big, man. And that's what we about to do.
Wow.
That's what's good. Law, with a name like Law, how much of the law do you actually know? How involved are you politically?
Well, actually, Law is short for Lawless. To be honest with you, I've been in and out of trouble with the law so many times that I know a little bit from my own experience. Now, you know what I'm saying? I know enough to know to get a lawyer. That's what I know about the law. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Law is short for Lawless, man. But the word Law, though, like a lot of people get it mixed up. The name Law doesn't just mean police. Law means everything. Your life, you got to live by some type of law. You got to have some type of morals. You know what I'm saying? That's loyalty. You need to live by loyalty. That's a law. You got to have live by loyalty of being honorable. You know what I'm saying? That's a law. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always about the police. It's just about the law of life. You know what I'm saying? God's law. Like, shout out to y'all too, cause I heard y'all been playing my song, God Thank You. I'm working on a gospel album actually, but I don't really want to call it a gospel album because I'm not a gospel artist. I'm just speaking from the heart, and I do believe in God. So you know, I'm working on the gospel album, if you want to call it that, and it's called God's Law. So that's another example. You know, if you're living by the Bible, you're living by that law. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't always about police. It's just about, you know, the law of life, basically.
Now, as a artist that does not deem himself a gospel artist, what made you want to go from secular music to creating a gospel or spiritual rap album?
My own experiences. You know what I'm saying? I know God real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know.
Absolutely.
That. I know God is real, definitely. I've been through my own little situations. I know who put me there, and I know who got me out. And the little situations I got now, I know we're going to get me out of them too, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't worry about nothing. I'm good, because when you know you got, basically like you go in the club, like you got security with you, you good, because you know you got that security, like T.I. or, you know what I mean, 50 Cent, you got all the security and all that, he good, he ain't got to worry about nothing, because he got security. That's how I feel with God, you know what I'm saying? God is my security, I don't have to worry about nothing. No judges, no police, no nothing. I know what I'm focused on, and God know that too, so I'm going to be good. So that's why I went that with that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a human being, and I'm an artist. So for me doing that is nothing. You know, that's just one feeling, you know what I'm saying? I might feel like going to church one day. The next day I might feel like going to the club and popping bottles. I'm human, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I'm sinless, but I'm just me. And that's what my art, you know, that's what my art reflects. I'm an artist. I just paint from the mind and through the music and just paint what I see, what I go through, and what I'm about, and that's what it is.
No, I like that. I like that. You know what? Let's just pause for the cause. Here's God. Thank you. This is from my man, Law. Lawless, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back to continue this conversation with Law.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. Cause you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life's hard to swallow. That's why I got my Bible. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. See, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means, so they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems, but you king of the kings, you God of the gods, and I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed.
about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. Most people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. Some own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earth, is, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca.
God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you can lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live, your hip hop informer, hanging out with the angels and our special guest, my man Law tonight. Is America positioned better today than we were back in 2008? Is our topic of discussion. That was God, Thank You by my man Lawless. Law, what was your motivation behind that song? It sounds clear to me, just giving him, you know, praise and thanking him for all that he's done, for being your protection. But did that come out of a specific circumstance?
I wouldn't say what kind of, but not really. I mean, this is what I do basically. When I throw on a beat, I just go wherever my mind takes me, and that beat took me there. So I mean, that's just what it is, really. I mean, of course, I got my own situations. Like I said, it's based off of my life. But you know, wherever the beat takes me, the beat could have sent me somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But it sent me there, and I felt like, to be honest with you, though, to be completely honest with you, when I made up that song, the whole time I felt God was talking through me, because the whole time I was crying. Like, every line, I was crying, like, literally, out my eyes. Like, when it's from the heart, it'll come out your eyes. When I recorded it, I was crying, and every time I listened to it, I'd be crying, to be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? Because when it's from the heart, like I said, it'll come out your eyes. And when God, like, I ain't trying to get all gospel. Like I said, I ain't no gospel artist. But,
yo, you can get gospel on this program, brother. This is real talk.
Do what you like.
Yeah, but when God talks to you, though, like, you're going to know, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to come through your eyes. You're going to cry. You're going to feel it. You're going to know he's real. You're going to know he's here. And that's what that's about, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
when I first heard this track, I instantly, one, I felt it was a hit. You know, and gospel music on secular radio is not that popular. But I saw this song as being just as popular as Jesus Come by Kanye when it hit, and how radio all across the country was playing it, you know, like it was It Takes Two by Rod Bass, you know what I'm saying? It was a hot track, and you were saying something, and you could feel it. You could actually feel your sincerity in that joint. So I really appreciate you sharing your music with us, because we're sharing it with the world, and I'm sure,
right,
you know, cats are, one, they're thrown off because it is a gospel or an inspirational song.
Yeah.
But it is,
yeah,
truly a hip-hop song. It's something you can,
right,
rock to, have a good time, but at the same time, it's substantial in its content. Angels, any questions for Lawless tonight?
No, I mean, he pretty much covered it in his introduction. I mean, there was nothing really left to ask. He plugged himself. I mean, he told us who he was, what he was about. He played the song, and then he just was, you know, he just told us his truth. So I have nothing to ask him. everything.
I like y'all. I'm glad y'all feel the song, though. You know, and that's big up saying, you know, comparing that to Kanye. And you know, the only reason you can do that, though, the only reason you can't compare that to Kanye, you know why you can do that? Because it comes from my heart. And I'm sure when Kanye did that song, it came from his heart too. You know what I'm saying? And that's all you got to do. See, a lot of artists out here, they try too hard. Like, I'm listening to the radio today, right? And 103 Jams, I'm beating them up. Rest in peace, DJ Law. He was a big radio DJ out here. He just passed from a heart attack, so I got to throw that out there. Rest in peace, DJ Law. But they had DJ Fox out there today, right? And he said a record label was blowing him up about the, who was it, Faith Evans. And I can't remember that other guy's name, but they got a new single. And he said a record label was blowing them up, like, we trying to figure out, is people going to like this song, you know what I'm saying, play it, you know what I'm saying, we're going to see what the response is. See, they trying too hard. See, me, when it comes from the heart, you don't have to try. Like, there's no trying to this. You throw in a beat, it comes from the heart, you speak what you feel. Other people are going to feel it because we all human, we all connected, and that's all it is, you know what I'm saying. Music connects everything. Music, for real, music run the world, you know what I'm saying. People, Chinese people in China know hip-hop because music connects the world. Like, I'm on Facebook. I got a girl hit me up from Hawaii. Said she liked my music, want me to send her some music. She in Hawaii. I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's from the heart. You ain't got no problems. You ain't got to try. You ain't got to see what's going on, what's happening. Why they going to like it? Nah, when it's from the heart, they going to love it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all loving it. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's real, brother. Right now, it's 11:01 in the a.m. out in Tokyo. It's 3:01 a.m. out in London, folks. It's 10:01 right now in Bridgetown, Bahamas. Barbados, whoever you are in the world, you untuned to TM Hama Radio Live with our special guest, my man Law tonight, Lawless. We just played a new joint called God Thank You, which was off the chain. And we're going to spin it again before tonight's over. We got another joint for you, man, Denby. And you are from Denby.
Nah, I ain't from Denby, but that's my joint.
You're
I'm glad you just
Denby.
Said
okay.
that. You don't even know how much you just hyped me up. Cause, hey, now, Denby, that's in Newport News, Virginia. I'm from Portsmouth. And the song, I'd be like, I'm in love with Denby. Denby treat me good. I always run into a little thick jank from the hood. Me, I'm straight from Portsmouth. And baby girl, you gorgeous. And you got me so hooked there that I just had to make this chorus. Hey, look, if you ain't from Virginia, you might not know what a jank is. And I'd be like, I always run into a little thick jank from the hood. That's a girl. Denby is Newport News, Virginia. I live in Portsmouth, Virginia. Those are two steps aside. So what I did was unite the two sides. For people that don't even know nothing about Denby or Portsmouth, they still be hitting me up, telling me they feeling it. Hey, that's the joint right there. We're shooting a video for that, too. And it's going to be crazy, man. And that's the new single they playing out on the radio out here in Virginia. So that's the one I'm pushing right now. Shout out Daniel Jamal, who produced that beat. I told this man my idea over the phone. He said, I got you. 5 minutes later, he sent me the beat. It was crazy, and the response been crazy. Daniel Jamal, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all can hit me up if y'all want to get in contact with that man, too. And the God Thank You song, I got to plug these people in. I don't mean to take up too much of y'all time, but, you know, I ain't going to kill
y'all. Yo, you riding with us, man. This is all about you right now. Yo, big yourself up. You riding with us for as long as you want to tonight. Go ahead, finish.
God Thank You. That's produced by C. Roller. You know what I'm saying? C-Roller, I met him on Facebook. That Facebook is a very good tool for you know, networking. I met him through Facebook. He's been sending me beats. The God Thank You song, that's his beat, C-Roller. If you want to look him up on Facebook, look him up. He cool people. Daniel Jamal, DeyuelJamal. He crazy with it, too. The beats is phenomenal. I ain't going to hog the beats. I'm going to be nice enough to share that information with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. We about to take over and start this whole empire. We gonna move, man. And I appreciate the radio station doing this for me. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the time y'all giving me. I appreciate y'all playing the song. You know what I mean? When things pop up, I will remember this, and I will make sure that I spread love to y'all, too. That's what it is.
Hey, that's what's good, man. Hit him up with your Facebook and your Twitter one more time.
Facebook.com/ I'm Lawless. IMLAWLESS. I got two pages. You know, you can either hit up the I'm Lawless Facebook or you can hit up Law Music Domain. You know, Facebook.com/ Law Music Domain. The YouTube, same thing. / Law Music Domain. You can go on my channel, subscribe. I got like 30-something videos by next week. I might have 50. That's how I move, you know what I'm saying? I'm just now getting on YouTube, and I'm telling you, I got 30-something videos up there, you know what I mean? And Twitter, what is that? Law Music Network, okay? Music with a Q, not a C. Network with an E, not an O. And you can get in contact with me if you want to send me some beats, lawmusicdomain@gmail.com. And I would get my number on air, but I ain't going to do all that. You know what I'm saying? That's enough if y'all want to get in contact with me, though.
Yeah, don't be like CeeLo. Give me your number out. Giving it out in the name of helping people when she just lonely sitting at home trying to recover. Get out of here. Hey, folks, this is my man Lawless hanging out with us tonight. TM Hyman Radio Live. Are we better off today than we were back in 2008? Law, how important is voting, man, for cats your age, younger, you know, older? How important is it to rock the vote this election season?
Voting is very, very, very important. But, I mean, I don't know if you heard, you know, I hate to sound ignorant, you know what I'm saying? I really hate to sound ignorant, but if you want to ask me that question, I'm going to be real with you. I don't think that, you know, it really makes a difference for real. And I hate to say that because I know it's people that have fought overseas. And I ain't going to say voting don't make a difference. I'm not going to say that. That's not what I mean when I say that. But what I mean is it's like I'm a small fish in this big ocean, and what the big fish doing really don't compete, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I feel. Like, I'm glad we got a black president. I salute. I would never talk down on Obama. For all y'all people that voted on Obama and now you want to talk down on that man, you is wrong. You need to look in the mirror and tell yourself you're wrong. Because that is, what can he do? He can't change the whole world in a few months, you know what I'm saying? Get that man some time. And if you was in that position, what would you do? That's my take on that, you know what I'm saying? That man got a lot of stress. It's so much stuff that's going on that you don't even know about, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just from the outside looking in. This man is dealing with leaders from all across the world, and y'all want to down this man. You can't do that, you know what I'm saying? For one thing, America needs to stay together. For two, we got a black president, man. Y'all niggas need to wake. Excuse my language. Y'all need to wake up and you know what I mean, support the movement, man. It ain't even about the race, but just look what's going on and stop downing your own people, man. Democratic, Republican, whatever. Stop downing your own folk, man. We all American. We gotta got them. We gotta do it big. But shout out UK. Shout out China. Shout out everybody across the world. What we don't need is another war. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people dying for nothing. My cousin died for nothing. And you know what I'm saying? We got to end all that and stop hating on your own people, man. Look in the mirror and tell yourself what you need to change instead of looking at somebody else and telling them what they need to do. You know what I mean? Law.
Yeah.
No doubt, my man, Law.
Yeah.
Hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah.
Coming up soon, we have Entertainment National News coming live out of Charlotte with CeeLo. Special guest hanging out with us for a little while tonight. We got my man, Law. Lawless, this one right here is a tribute to DJ Law. We miss you, Law. We love you, my brother. This is No Words. TM Hyman Radio Live.
This goes out of DJ Law. R.I.P. My brother from another mother. Yeah. Phone dropped. First thing come to mind. Nah, not another friend of mine. Early morning, September 19th, 2010. I lost the best friend. DJ Law, 7th City Representative, Buddha Brother President, Bad News Resident, Brooklyn was your start, VA was in your heart. I remember when we used to tear them clubs apart, man it broke my heart, now I reminisce, your mama's rap show, yo, do you remember this? Every week, Saturday, yeah, we put it in, you and me, banging hip-hop from 8 to 10, but just like dust in the wind, now you're gone, leaving family and true friends to carry on. Man, we had plans, but we never planned this. The love, the life, the laughter, we're gonna miss. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Now, what you hear is not a test. Hip-hop culture lost one of the best. DJ Law put it down 20 years straight. Hit the ground running pure hip-hop from the gate. Yeah, and you my brother for life. I heard the news you passed away, it cut me like a knife. Think about your wife and poor mom Dukes. Rest in peace, DJ Law, 21 gun salute. My brother from another mother, never be another. Cool DJ Law, 103, the Buddha Brothers. Brought the banger daily, keeper of the funk. Laid back brother, made the speakers go thump. Whole crowd jump, whole place packed. 757, man, they always got your back. R.I.P. DJ Law,
the best. My brother, your brother, Buddha brother, may you rest
in peace.
My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words.
Rest in peace, DJ Law. I love you, brother. Peace. Qadir Shakir, a.k.a. MC Spice. 757 Stand Up.
WHAC, that Denby representer. Rest in peace, DJ Law. Entertainment news, live from Charlotte with CeeLo.
Really? No, good afternoon in the morning time. It is October 20th, 2010. We're going to start off in San Francisco. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that the Pentagon may temporarily reinstate a ban on openly gay men and women in uniform while a challenge to the don't ask, don't tell policy continues working its way through the judicial system. Now, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the story, but a panel of three judges, on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has forced the U.S. military to become openly gay, to welcome openly gay recruits for the first time. And so while the Pentagon, they're appealing it, right? And so while they're in appeals, they're trying to just, like, reinstate, you know, the policy where, you know, they're not going to let people in under the don't ask, don't tell. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. So. And on to New York, a false rape conviction, 22 years in prison, and now this man is getting a $18.5 million award. He was this man, Mr. Newton. He had been sentenced in 1985 to up to 40 years in prison after being convicted of raping a woman in an abandoned building in the Bronx and then cutting her face with a razor. But the man was released in 2006 once a DNA test revealed that he actually was not the person who had raped the woman. But the sad thing about that is that the woman that had accused him in the first place, that she had pointed him out in a lineup, she died in 91 before he was even released, and so she didn't know that she had accused the wrong man, and they actually never found the actual perpetrator. So I don't know. I hope the man, gets his money and does well with it. But this is hot off the press out of Texas right here. The founder of the Penthouse magazine, he died today at age 79. He's been battling with cancer. And if you're not familiar with him, he introduced the Penthouse to the American public back in 1969 at the height of the feminist.
That wasn't Larry Flint, was it? That was Hustle magazine, right?
Right, that was Hustler. Right. This is Penthouse, Bob Giacconi.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the founder of Penthouse. So, yeah, he died today, which is really sad, I guess.
Sorry, I wasn't a Penthouse reader. I was a Hustler reader.
Oh. Yo, I swear, my dad has so many Penthouse magazines. It was ridiculous. I knew what I was supposed to look like halfway. Okay, so those magazines.
<That's funny. laughs>
Oh shit. Okay. Anyway, music news. Rick Ross has announced that he'll be he'll headline the upcoming international Blowing Money Fast tour in support of his latest album Teflon Don, which I love. And he's going to be in the United States, Canada, Europe, the Caribbean, and Africa. And he's going to have like some of his Maybach Music people performing along with him. So. But it's supposed to start. His tour begins in November 5th. It's going to be in Massachusetts. That's what it's going to kick off at. And so I wish he would come to Charlotte. It's just going to be in Greensboro, like in December. So that sucks. But anyway, last but not least, Monica. She's decided to discontinue her Twitter account because she says people, you know, not only are people, like, supporting her, but then that is also, a venue for people to be nasty to her as well. So she said out of, you know, to protect her children and her fiancé, her family, that she's going to go ahead and discontinue Twitter and try to just keep in contact with her fans and other forms of communication. But
I like Monica because she's a grown lady. She's a grown lady. She knows how to shut it down and keep it moving without getting caught up in a whole bunch of hoopla. I like that.
But the thing is that I can only assume she got, like, a lot of hater mail after she put her engagement ring up. Because remember, you know, Monday I told you guys she had gotten engaged to Shannon Brown. Well, she posted a picture of her ring on her Twitter page. And so I guess after that, she started getting nasty messages, more so than regular. So she shut it down and whatever. I guess, you know, she'll keep in contact with her
buckle
people.
Buck 'em, Monica. Buck 'em. Buck 'em.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, well, that's all I have for tonight. Yes, and thank you for...
And we appreciate it, absolutely. Thank you. Entertainment News coming live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got our special guest tonight, Lawless. More coming up after this. We appreciate y'all. Thanks for riding with us each and every night. We'll be back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, you remind me you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot the three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock the jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
Boy, tell me you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound.
Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game, go.
I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
That was Vel, Put Me in the Game, on CM Hyman Radio Live. We have our friend to the show, Law, online with us this evening. Thank you for joining us, Law.
What up, what up, what up? Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you. You mentioned earlier that you said you didn't think that your vote actually mattered. You're like a small fish in a big sea. Is there any particular reason you feel that way?
See, when I say stuff like that, like, I can branch off like different directions after I say that. But basically, of course, my vote counts, you know what I'm saying, because you're totaling up votes, you know what I'm saying? My vote equals to, you know, millions of votes. So, of course, my vote counts. But all I'm saying is it's just hard to explain without sounding, you know, because I know how people going to take this, you know. But it just, I'm trying to pick the right words to say what I'm trying to say, you know what I mean? But it's just like what goes
just say
on.
It. You don't have to pick the right words, brother. Just say it. We got a co-host by the name of CeeLo on this show, brother. So you can't burn our ears.
Okay.
They've already been burnt.
Oh,
they've been burnt already.
Hey, no problem.
I would check this out then. Okay, the White House, that's in D.C. I live in Virginia. That's like a couple hours from me. And niggas out here struggling, basically. You know what I'm saying? We're struggling, man, you know what I'm saying? And we were struggling when George Bush was president. We're struggling now, you know what I'm saying? And basically, it's a self-made thing, really. If you're going to make it, you got to make it on your own. Hopefully, you got a strong family with you. Hopefully, you got strong friends with you. Hopefully, you got a strong surrounding, you know, people around you. That's what you really need. You got to have your own government. That's how I feel. Like, what they doing, you know, they going to do it. You know, what can we do about that? We don't really run anything, really. I mean, you know, I know the people's vote really means a lot with who's going to be in office and all of that. But at the end of the day, when President whoever, I'm not going to say Obama or Bush or anybody, when President whoever is signing these bills and these vetoes and whatever, whatever, I'm not there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not there to put my two cents in to say, nah, I think we should do this. And even if I did do that, I'd probably get ignored. I could write thousands of letters, but nobody probably going to listen to me. Only reason I say stuff like this because there's people doing like, man, the other day I heard somebody got 4 years for bootlegging. You know what I'm saying? Like, bootlegging a movie. He got 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, there's people doing, my homeboy, like, this is what I'm saying. All right, if you want me to get into depth or why I feel the way I feel, I got my own reasons. My homeboy, Jason Smallwood, you can go to heartforjason.org. This man, okay, he made a mistake. He sold drugs and he got locked up. Okay, that's one thing. If he got to do his crime, I mean, do the time for his crime, then so be it, whatever. But this man need a heart transplant. He's in jail. He's living off a machine. A tube is going through his stomach to his heart, man. And you can't let this man out. You know what I'm saying? He's in jail. You going to punish him that much? Him selling drugs really hurt the world that much that this man don't get out till 2017 and he need a heart transplant? Like, little stuff like that. You know what I mean? Is where I say that I vote really ain't changing nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's a different story. Like I said, I hate to sound ignorant, but I got my own reasons for feeling like I'm a small fish in this big ocean, and that's just what it is.
I don't think that's ignorant at all.
Yeah,
I don't think that's ignorant at all, brother. I think you represent thousands, if not hundreds and thousands of people who feel as if they are small fish in a big sea or a big ocean. And really, what one piece of what you just stated that I heard was you got to learn how to pick yourself up and be your own government, meaning, you know, you got to be self-sufficient, not leaning on the government to do for you. And I think that's one thing that we really, really need to embrace as Americans right now. Yeah, the president's trying to help us out with stimulus and this and that. You know, welfare's in place, you know, for those who need it, this and that. But at the end of the day, it's about independence and self-sufficiency. You got to help to make your own vision manifest. And it's not the government that does that. It's God that does that.
True indeed. And you know what? That type of thinking goes with anything. That goes with what I'm doing with this music thing. I can sit around and wait for a record there to fall in my lap, or I can go out there and get it. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to grind. You got to go get what you want. It ain't about, ain't nobody, like, who are you for somebody to come to you and give you $1 million? You got to go get it. Whatever your talent is, whatever you're working for, you're going to school for, you got to trade, you got to work. You know what I'm saying? And it just ain't going to come to you like that. At the end of the day, what would they say, world peace? We ain't going to never see that. But I can sit here and talk all day about we should do this and we should do that. But that's never going to change. People still going to still be crime. People still going to be on drugs. People still going to be killing themselves and killing each other over $5 and hanging themselves over their marriage and their financial problems. And I mean, this world crazy. It's going to continue to be crazy. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be strong yourself and move how you going to move. And like I said before, hopefully you got a strong family and loyal friends around you, which ain't, you know, easy to find either. You know what I'm saying? People that say your friend ain't your friend all the time, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully you got that and you'll be all right, you know what I mean?
Well, when you think of America today, when you think of America and all of the ailments, the issues that exist, what's your number one frustration in America today?
Prison. Too much time, man. Too much time, yo. Like, these people lies, man. And like, that really get to me, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, boy, it's like somebody would do something, he'd be like, all he got was 30 years? What you mean all he got was 30 years? You know how much time that is? You know what I'm saying? That's the man's life, yo. That shit gone. He made a mistake. You get that man 40, 50 years. That's crazy, you know what I mean? And I don't see how a judge can, you know what I mean? You got life. I don't understand that. How can you do that to somebody? This man got family. This man got a life. Imagine somebody telling you got life in prison, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. That's what I don't like about America. I don't like that nowhere, you know what I'm saying? If somebody do a crime, I understand you need to be punished. But it got to be other ways, man. People get out of jail, they got felonies, they can't go get no job. What I'm going to do now? I'm going to kick up in your crib because I can't get no job. I'm right back doing what I was doing before. And it's a whole setup. That's what I don't like about it, you know what I mean? It's crazy out here.
Right.
But like I said, you got to fend for yourself. And then at the end of the day, we looking crazy. We looking like criminals. When y'all doing this to us, they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They know what they're doing, man. It's crazy, man. Like I said about my homeboy, he need a heart transplant. When he get out of jail, he got a felony, and he need a heart transplant. Who going to hire him? You know what I'm saying?
It's a double
but who
dose.
Cares?
Double
at,
dose.
At the end of the day, nobody cares. Nobody cares about that nigga, about his family, about nobody. Nobody care about nobody but himself, if you ask me. And you know what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel about it, man. Like I said, I might sound ignorant, but that's just what I've been around. That's what I've been raised to believe. And I'm speaking this from my own experiences. I'm not speaking this because I read a book. I'm not speaking this to sound hard. I'm not speaking this to just, you know what I mean, feel like I'm all powerful. I'm talking about what I know, what I experience. And I don't like that, man. Give people 40, 50 years over seven little crack or cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Give them a job then. Maybe they won't have to do that. You know what I mean? We're struggling out here. We got to eat,
that's
man.
Real talk.
People, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man.
That's real talk right now. That's real talk. Folks, we got like 31 minutes left in our show. It's 10:28 here in Tampa, Florida. Law, do me a favor. This is not the clean version, folks. So sorry. You know what I'm saying? But this is an underground show on a Wednesday night. So here we go. Go ahead and introduce your next joint for the people out there. We're going to drop this joint. This is not the clean version.
Yeah, it ain't a clean version, but it ain't that bad, you know what I mean? It's like one or two curse words in there, maybe, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that bad at all, but this is my single that I'm pushing right now. It is crazy. I'm getting a crazy response from this song. When I laid it, the dude I was telling you about, Daniel Jamal, he said, oh, this the one right here, and I agreed with him. And so far, everybody been agreeing to. You know, I got a good feel to it. You can ride to it, go to the club to it, smoke to it, drink to it, whatever, man. I'm in love with Denny, you know what I'm saying? Get in tune, man. It's law, man. Play that for me, homie.
Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. That's my man, Lawless Demby. I'm in love with Demby. That's what's good. 917-889-3926. Well, we got area code 202, last four digits 4083. The line is yours. Tell us your name. Where you calling from tonight?
Hey, this is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop, what's cracking? What's on your mind tonight, Coop?
What's going on, man? Yeah, man, I just was able to turn on. Man, y'all going off at 11 tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we came on at 9 tonight, man. Yeah, we were.
Okay. Yeah, man, I just want to say to the guy that was talking about the felonies, man, don't even worry about it. Don't let felonies hold you back. It's stuff out there like DC, like what is it? DC Metro, Pepco, the electric company, the DC Public Works. I know a lot of dudes there that got felonies that done had like 10 years and 5 years and 15 years that's in there working. So it's out there. You just got to look for it.
Coop, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, Coop. I don't think Law was saying that he had felonies. I think he was actually speaking out of compassion of those who kind of get held down by the system. Isn't that right, okay.
True. Yeah, that's what I'm speaking on. But I like what you're calling about. Yeah, people need to know that. But the only problem is people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's hard out here. And then people that don't know that end up working at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? How you going to feed your kids if you got kids working at McDonald's? You know what I'm saying? People don't know about these things. Somebody need to do something. Maybe it'll be me. You know what I'm saying? But somebody need to post a website. Like, look, if you felonies, come to this website, this company hire. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to know.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know these things.
You know what?
We're going to
do that. We're going to do that for you, my brother. We actually want to post that type of information right on our site because we got a powerful vehicle here So, mm-hmm. you know, follow us on Facebook, folks, TM Hyman Radio Live on Facebook. We're going to take that information. As a matter of fact, Coop, won't you hit us up and actually post? I don't even think we posted tonight because we were off as far as just the scheduling. But I think that's great information, Law. You write on it. People are ignorant to the facts. We feed too much into those folks that got their foot on our necks. But the reality is, you know, it's not as bad as it seems, but you got to get out and you got to do your own research. You know, you can't feed into what people want you to be. You got to stand up and be who you are.
Right. Definitely.
Cool. Mention those companies again, Cool, because I didn't even know that. That's good information.
Yeah, DC Metro, which is a public transportation company. DC government, a lot of their public workers are. And then you got Pepco, which is an electric company. And I'm thinking probably in other areas it's the same way. Like me, I don't really speak on a lot, but me personally, I had one, but I've been fortunate to be able to get a pretty okay job or whatever. And so, I mean,
Coop,
I wasn't saying
because,
that he had one, but in general,
they gave it to you. I'm sorry, my brother. That's not because they gave it to you. That's because you didn't see yourself in your past. You saw yourself in your future.
Yeah, I mean, I'm appreciative for where I'm at. So I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I guess I went out there and got it, so I got it. So
absolutely. I mean, but I don't want you to downplay that though, Coop, because what my brother just said, Law, is real. A lot of ex-offenders, okay, they got this sense of embarrassment about it, and I'm here to say like this: there's nothing to be embarrassed about as an ex-felon. I got two brothers that are ex-felons. One that just came home recently, another that came home about 3 years ago, but because we didn't allow him to rest in his past, he's very prosperous right now. And I'm here to tell you, folks, just because you've never been to prison, you've never been to jail, don't mean your ass didn't deserve to be there. Many of us escaped a situation in which we know we were wrong. We should have got caught. So I want all ex-offenders to shake that thing that makes them feel like it's an embarrassment. There's many of us sitting up in church that just escaped prison, and we not even grateful about it. You know what I'm saying? So, brothers, stand up. Stand up. Go after your future. Don't let your past hold you back. So I appreciate your humility, Coop, but I'm just going to put it out there and say it for what it is, because too many of us act like, you know, we ain't deserve or we shouldn't be there our damn self. And I'm going to tell you like that, it's been the grace of God that kept me out of prison, that kept me out of jail, and I'll be the first one to say it because I'm real about it. And this is Be Real Radio, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. My man Coop calling out of D.C., we appreciate you as always. Law, thanks for hanging out. Tell folks where they can pick up the music.
You can basically get in contact with me. I'm about to drop a mixtape entitled 99 Problems, hosted by Joe Pro. You know, if you want to get in contact with me, just in case you missed it, Facebook.com/ I'm Lawless, I'm Lawless. I got two pages. You can either go there or you can go to Facebook.com/ Law Music Domain. I'm not hard to find. You can go on YouTube.com/ Law Music Domain. If you want to follow, you ain't just follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I got a movement going on, building my own empire. If you want to follow this movement, if you want to be a part of this empire, if you want to be a part of this nation that I'm growing, because I'm growing my own population, then follow me on Twitter too. Law Music Network. You hear me? Music with a Q, not a C. Network with an E and not an O. And what's that? Is one more thing I'm missing. Nah, I ain't going to get that number out. I know it's probably a couple of females.
I'm
going to
tell you
Matt,
like this.
You know what I mean?
All right, so you just said that twice, right? So let me help you, okay? If you really trying to start a nation, you got to tell the nation how they can get in contact with you. Let me help you, brother. This platform right here is a serious platform, all right? And folks are listening. So if you truly trying to start a nation, I'm going to say go with your gut and go ahead and get the people the number.
Get the people the number. Are you getting me up, man? 404-822-2177. If I get any stalkers, I'll be changing that number tonight, probably. You know what I'm saying? But I will definitely keep in contact with the station. If I change my number, I'll be hitting y'all up. But 404-822-2177, man. It's all good.
That's what's good. I'm going to tell you like this, though. This is marketing at its best. You know what I'm saying? Folks are listening. Folks respect the show. And I say this. Folks contact you who's serious about business. You threw it out there in the beginning about tracks and things like that. But, again, we got a lot going on here. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Hopefully folks will respect it. You know, we run a pretty respectable program, so hopefully you don't have too many stalkers. I don't think CeeLo has gotten any. But for real, we got to know how to take advantage of our resources at the end of the day. Let me just clarify. For anybody who's just tuning in, we got like 20 minutes left in the show. It's Wednesday, October 20th, 2010, and tonight's conversation has been around, are we better positioned today than we were back in 2008 under the leadership of George W. Bush? Really, it sounds like we really don't know overall. And when I said that, you know, myself and others are just short from jail and prison, folks, understand that it all comes down to a decision. One split second decision can impact the rest of your life, whether it's personal, whether it's professional, whether it's political, whether it's spiritual. You got to understand, make a decision, and then be willing to accept the consequences from that decision. Sometimes, guess what? It goes in a complete opposite direction. Either way, guess what? It's a part of the process. It's a thing called process. It doesn't always move along the way we want it or as fast as we want it. See, sometimes we just want the success, and we don't want to go through the process that it requires to be successful. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. America, stand up. Get your asses out there and vote. Now, I'm telling y'all, if we are set back 20 years because young people, black people, Asian people, white people, the same people that put the president in office, if you stay home and you let this monkey party business take over, this whole Tea Party thing, if we allow these people to take control, we are the dumbest in the land. Don't do it. Stand up, make a decision. Stand up, make a decision. You trying to build a nation, Law? We going to help you to do that, dude. We got the new music. We thankful
right.
for God, for you, man. We thankful for your realness. Dude, I mean, you've been so real and so honest and so transparent. You know what I'm saying? You can't do but be successful, because that's the kind of leadership that's required in America right now. People are tired of perpetrators. People standing
right, right.
up, you know, they got two personalities and living four different lives. You know what I'm saying? We need transparent people who real about it and who don't mind talking about their flaws. See, I like you in the beginning. You came on the show. You said, I go to the club and I go praise the Lord. See, that's honesty. Because at the
you
end
did.
Of the day, it's always a battle between flesh and the spirit, divinity versus humanity. That's
yeah.
always going to be a struggle. But the key to it is knowing it
mm-hmm. yeah.
and not fronting
mm-hmm.
like you all holy all the time. You a damn lie. Stop playing.
Mm-hmm. 917-893-9326.
You got to know. You got to know. Again, God, I thank you for everybody that's taking part in this show tonight. This is a real show. It's real talk. TM Hano Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Hey, God, thank you.
Thank
for
you.
All of my blessings. I'm red, bitch, black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm red, bitch, black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow.
This life's hard to swallow. That's why I got my Bible. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you're king of the kings. You're God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. As long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you. I owe you so much.
these hard times, cause he gon' clear it up. Everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing. He's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. Most people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. Some own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earth is, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca.
God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
WHAC Team Hama Radio Live, my man Law. Thank you, God. God, we thank you. It is 5:45 a.m. in Baghdad. It's 3:05 a.m. in Europe. It's 10:46 with our finance segment live from Virginia with Dee Dee.
Well, this is the health and wellness segment. I think Toya blessed us with those finances earlier. But I would be delighted to bring you health and wellness this evening. How everybody doing? Hopefully well. Thank you, Law, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Coop, for calling in. Tonight's segment on health and wellness basically is about how to find myself. You know, let's start there. Some of us have a problem with identifying with what's going on in the world because we first haven't identified ourselves or what's going on within ourselves first. So, you know, we kind of retreat. We don't want to vote. We don't want to participate. We don't have an opinion. We don't know anything because we really haven't found ourselves. And then those that think they found themselves or really haven't found themselves. I just want to give a couple of tips on, you know, how you could begin the process. I know it's something that was really important to me when I'm going through my marriage mostly. So first and foremost, what you need is some type of spiritual guide, some type of spiritual awareness guide, be it your Bible, the Quran, or whatever you want to call it. You need some type of spiritual guide. You need to first basically get some spirituality, center yourself, begin meditation, meditating on the fact that you want to find yourself. Now, knowing what you're looking for, it's a very enlightening experience as far as knowing what you're looking for within yourself, knowing what motivates you, what makes you tick, what's your philosophy, what's your beliefs. Now, finding that information out is what basically sets you apart from everyone else, and that's what you want to do when looking for or trying to find yourself. And number two, you want to relax. You know, don't take in everyone else's opinion. No one else's opinion matters when you're going through this process. Only opinion matters is God and yourself. And until you get to a place where, you know, the people that's in your circle, you can take in that opinion, you hold off on that and you consult with God and yourself first. So just relax. It's not something, you know, that you have to make extremely serious and stressful. Also, what you want to do is find a quiet place. I'm not talking about a closet or something like that, but find some type of quiet place in your life where you can, one, exercise your spiritual teachings and your spiritual knowledge and information that you're getting in the education, and also where you can do some meditation and just focus on yourself. Excuse me. Then what you want to do is develop your moral compass. A lot of our moral compasses are definitely off, and we can see that within our world of politics, within our homes, within our schools, some of everywhere. So, you know, you take it back to the basics. Develop your moral compass. And do this by, again, reading philosophy books, religious books, self-help books. You know, if you don't know, you know, where to start, those things can help you get started with identifying that. But definitely on this personal journey, as far as finding your moral compass, make sure you do partake in some type of religion, making that a part of it, because that is your foundation for any direction that you go or you choose to go in life. Next, what you want to do is explore yourself, finding out about yourself, what things you like, what things you don't like, what things you know, as far as the thoughts that you come up about yourself, finding out, you know, do I really like this? Do I really, you know, is this really me? I thought this, you know, was me. Maybe it's not me. You know, in the process that I've been exploring myself, basically, you know, I found out that, you know, I thought I liked these things, and then I found out, well, you know what, that's really not what I really liked or what I really wanted. And until you go through a process and really pay attention to yourself, then you're not going to know these things. So definitely, you know, all the thoughts that you've been thinking in your mind, test them out. See if that's what you really like. See if that really suits you. What else you can do? Again, explore those type of interests. You know, if you feel like you, you know, like to hang out, you like to be single, explore the single life. If you like to go to the clubs and you don't want to go to church, then explore that. If you want to go to church and you don't want to go to the club, explore that too. But definitely explore your interests so that you know better what things that you like and what's for you, what's not for you, what meets your needs and what doesn't meet your needs. And finally, know when you found yourself. Somehow you don't, people don't know or don't think that they're done exploring themselves. You could be finding yourself for the rest of your life. Hopefully that's not the case, but in some instances it is. So no one really can answer for you, you know, how long is this process going to go on. But when you get to that place, you will know. And most people continue to find out about themselves, like I said, for their entire lifetime. But there's some certain things, some particular things that you want to know, you know, before you get into serious things in your life, before you go into serious relationships, before you go into serious careers, before you start making serious decisions in regards to your children and family. So you do want to have some type of foundation. You want to have, you know, some type of, basically, you want to know yourself a little before, you know, you get to the end of your life and figure, well, I didn't know myself at all. So basically, once you find yourself, you'll feel much more connected to who you are and much better. So handle your life as the way it goes and keep your mind, stay focused on whatever spiritual foundation that you've acquired.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
bank. Only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Judges and things of that sort. It's really important. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, look, my phone clicked. I'm sorry. I didn't even know y'all was still. Hey, okay, so this is CeeLo. I want to give everybody a shout out for listening. Our listeners, our supporters, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk.